Welcome back, folks. Another 2023 catch-up review. We have right now BlackBerry. Remember those phones? The first smartphone? did you have one, Dave?
I did not, no.
I did. That was my first smartphone. I thought I needed it, you know, because
you just sent an email in 2005 or
typing on my keyboard on my phone and yes, I had one. But I did not see this movie. You did. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts. I know it came out earlier in the year, but hey, we're doing 2023 catch up, folks.
Hell yeah. So this falls into the category of the movie about the thing that happened that's somewhat based on true events, starring, you know, like somewhat biopic-y, the story behind the thing. And this one is the story behind the BlackBerry. Very much in the tradition of the movie Air and Tetris. I don't know if we did a review on Air. I don't know if we did a Tetris review, but also a good movie. Yes, this one's starring Jay Baruchel and Glenn Howerton, Sunny Philadelphia fans.
Yeah, which is interesting because he plays like a CEO, like kind of madman.
This is the role Glenn Howerton was meant to play as in a movie. He's got a bald head. Sunny fans will love this portrayal. And what you kind of get is genius inventor paired with jackass CEO business typey guy.
Yeah.
And so it leads to a meteoric rise and then crash and burn. This movie is a very interesting. I don't know what the budget is on this. Because the movie kind of sometimes feels a little bit claustrophobic. It doesn't like go a lot of places. It's kind of in just like small sets. There's an interesting, nice appearance by, because I heard the guy and I heard his voice. I'm like, who is that? And it was Michael Ironside from Total Recall, bald headed guy, 80s movies.
Oh, right. Wow.
Deep voice. Yeah. So now he's like a 70 something year old guy with the white hair with goatee and like 300 pounds. But the voice, you can't mistake it.
Right.
He's got just a small bit part. But this movie's great. It shows the whole rise of BlackBerry, why they became relevant, and like sort of that collaborative kind of thing that, creating something that's awesome, because they really did kind of in their own way change the world. But then when the iPhone came, it essentially killed them, and they had no way to combat it, recover from it. And
right.
They died. The one thing I like about
Steve
this film
Jobs,
is
I tell you,
Steve Jobs. Yeah. Cool thing I like about this movie is that it doesn't hold back on the humor aspect. It has a lot of fun with the subject material. I wouldn't call it a comedy, but it has a lot of,
yeah,
there are some like deadpan moments.
Well,
and stuff.
Jay Baruchel and Glenn Howerton, they're both, they're mainly in comedies. So, mm-hmm. You would think there would be that element in it. Is this Glenn Howerton's film?
Did he take it over? Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Because Jay Baruchel, he plays a very, like, sort of meek, kind of very understated. And I think he could have done a little more with the role. He's very passive as he's the CEO, creator, genius of BlackBerry. So he's sort of like he's there, but he's not forceful at all ever, except for just one scene where he's amazing, where he finally sells Verizon on how BlackBerry is different than all the other stuff they've been doing. Nice bit of movie magic.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So definitely recommend.
I would. Yeah, it was enjoyable. I would put this one. Okay, so I mentioned Air, Tetris, and this. I would put this behind Air because while I love the act there, both actors, I think the storytelling of Air is better than BlackBerry, but I would put this one ahead of Tetris, which I liked.
See Tetris either, but man,
I love all three, but I would put seat BlackBerry in between Air and Tetris, so definitely recommend.
Definitely want to check that out. And again, I've seen some clips of it on like TikTok of Glenn Howerton, and
hilarious. Yeah, I mean, he has these rants, his screaming rants. There's one where it's a hard to describe scene, but probably the funniest one in the movie, where Glenn Howerton is just, he's not a, because these are geeks, right? He's not a geek. He's like money, business.
Yeah, businessman.
Like, intimidate people. Yeah. So they're like trying to find, they're trying to fix some problem. And they're like, who do you need to go? I need this engineer. What engineer knows how to do this? And somebody through like this pane glass who's eavesdropping on them yells a name. He's like some guy who developed the game, the old game Doom or something like that. He's like that guy. And so Jay Baruchel's like, it's this guy. And Glenn Howard's like, who's that? And Jay Baruchel's like, will you ever play the game Wolfenstein? And because Glenn Howard, this character's not a gamer, right?
Right.
He gives him his look like, you piece of shit. Of course, I don't know what Wolfenstein is. It's just like the most
Why
hilarious.
Why would you even ask that?
Skim of the earth look.
Oh,
so hilarious.
My goodness. It did, Oh man, it's for some reason some of the clips I've seen he reminds me of a I guess less comedic version of Lex Grossman from Tropic Thunder.
Yes, it's a
great, that's kind of what he
mean, yeah.
reminds me of, but obviously not that
yes,
over the
very
top,
similar.
But all right, so recommend. I'm yeah, I definitely
absolutely.
Have been wanting to check this out. So yeah, I'll definitely be doing that as well.
More movies about the thing behind the thing, the story of the thing.
Of the thing, yep. Gotta have those movies. All right, folks, that is it for us. Stay tuned for our next review.